We're here today at Royal North Shore Hospital, and I'm talking with Dr. Susie Mahalidou, who is the Senior Hospital Scientist and Director of Ambulatory Blood Pressure Monitoring and Head of Cardiovascular and Hormonal Research. Welcome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We're talking to you because you've co-authored a short report that's appearing in our 17th of August issue called Impact of Grief Delivered Via Media Technology. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to do this piece and what it's all about.
Okay. I decided to do this piece because, as we do any clinical study, we report it for the clinical management of the persons who present or our clients. Mm-hmm. And I reported it and I didn't think much about it. And then what happened was it was at the time in December when Philip Hughes, the funeral for Philip Hughes, yeah. which touched most of us, I think, because it was an unusual accident. And then I didn't think much about it, and I continued. And then we had the French massacre, and in fact, what triggered it was, and it always happens this way, I think, I was sitting in the hairdresser's having a haircut, and I remember one of the other clients was sitting there reading the paper, and she closed it, and she said, "That's it, I'm not reading another paper, I can't do it anymore." You know, every single page was filled with some sort of, and I think we had the flight,
MH17.
So there was a series. And then I seem to recall that at the time I was reporting these studies, because what we do with the ambulatory is we just don't record blood pressure, which is why the patient, we correlate it to their activity, because the idea of ambulatory blood pressure is to record the person's blood pressure away from the hospital environment, because we know it's called the white coat effect, even though we don't wear white coats.
Yes.
People don't like having their blood pressure. And yes, we can do it with them measuring their own blood pressure, but then you still get the alerting response.
Yep.
So having an ambulatory monitor where we don't show them the display, they certainly get the report after it's been reported. But what we try and do is we give them a diary to record their activity at the time of the measurement. That's also motion. I get quite often, I get husbands saying, "I argued with my wife, can you show me the event?" Or, as is in our report, a dishwasher fell over, not on the person, but cause an emotional response. So these events are all happening, but because blood pressure is considered something that people don't consider, It's a silent killer. This is what it's been branded by the WHO organisation. Finally, I'm so pleased because I've been working with research and management of hypertension for 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's continually, we focus on all of the major chronic diseases and we don't really consider hypertension. But in fact, it's a silent disease because you have fluctuations, as you can see from the report, but we don't pick it up unless you get major. And so what happened was I went back to the reports and I looked at them. And interestingly enough, five people, this is a chance finding because we wouldn't have picked it up either. Two of the five people that had monitors that day watched the funeral.
Yes.
And surprisingly, because they were very good in recording their activities, they recorded that they were watching the funeral. And we instruct the people that they don't move during that 1 minute of the measurement.
Yeah.
So these were those changes, which is about 25 millimetres of mercury systolic blood pressure increase, was when they were sitting down. So they shouldn't have had an increase. Certainly if you're moving around, like you were today, then yes, you would expect an increase, but not when you're sitting down for a while. And their increases. And the increases correlate with activity. And we know from previous studies from our colleagues and also my co-authors that increases in blood pressure, the increase in blood pressure is correlates to mild hypertensives or people with high blood pressure doing mental stress. We also conduct here, we're conducting studies, ongoing studies about bereavement, but of relatives. The important point here is these are people who didn't know Philip, just like you and I, and weren't related to him. So that's the impact we probably all have, but we're not knowing about it.
Yeah.
And it's these fluctuations in blood pressure, which I'm particularly interested in.
So about how large was the fluctuation with these?
25 millimetres in systolic for both of them,
and
systolic blood pressure.
I mean, presumably, even people who aren't getting their blood pressure monitored yes. are also having similar effects. So
not all of them. We have yeah. to be careful. We can't generalise that everybody who sees sure. these events. This is the, what I say to my patients when I see them. We if we knew what the response would be, we wouldn't be doing the monitoring.
Yeah.
It's very individualised. The response I may have and the impact it had on me, you know, going back and reflecting on it,
yes.
Is the same as those two people. But it may not happen to you or someone else. And that's the interesting thing, that yes, it can have it, and it's a bit like cereals. I say to people, we don't all like the same cereal.
Yeah. I'm having a similar effect at the moment with this thing about Cecil the Lion, you know, the lion that got
yes.
taken.
Yes.
I can't watch it anymore. I can't see it anymore. Mm. It's just too much.
Yeah, I was affected in the same way. Not just Philip Hughes, because I was really very saddened and I followed it. But the continual, it's not the events, because yes, we're fortunate to have that report. What I don't like, and unfortunately does happen, is we have interviews. And yes. instead of reporting the facts, we have people's views about it, because that's what the media likes to do, because they are impacted. But unfortunately, we're getting more and more of them. And
well, it's the 24/7 news cycle, isn't it?
And we are getting it with our emails. We don't realize the information impact we have at the moment. Oh. And we're not really removing ourselves from them. You know, there are correlations, there are ongoing observational studies and proper prospective studies showing our mobile phones near our bed, yep. where we check them first, or we walk along, and instead of people walking and greeting you, they're on their phone checking, not watching where they
go. So it can't be good for us. It cannot be good for us.
Long term, no. The one way, rather than the interaction that we've lost, you know, the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, if I say something to you and you have an adverse, you know, your face saddens, I'll stop saying it. But
yeah.
unfortunately, if you do it online or via televised, you're not getting the response back from those people unless they feed it through. And yes, we don't want to change media, certainly not, because, but we want to make them aware that it's an observation, it's a real.
Yeah.
These were not part of a research study. They were for clinical, people were for clinical management. They agreed to this, because we can't publish anything without the patients or clients. And I'm really pleased they did agree, because I'm very happy for this opportunity to share this story. Not happy for the event, because as we say, everybody will experience a death in their family. Whether it's a friend or a family, we'll all go through it. I've been through it several times. I've lost my father 15 years ago. We will eventually. And we all assume that it's the emotional strain, but we've actually completed research, as you said, clinical research, which has shown not only emotional impact, these are relatives from people who've been, but also physiological measurements. You know, their blood pressure was increased, their blood, you know, was abnormal, prothrombotic.
Yeah.
It all resolved within 6 months, because we were fortunate. We did something really difficult, and we have a great large team with Professor Toffler and Dr. Tom Buckley heading that team. And we found ECG abnormalities. All of those factors resolved by 6 months after the death of their loved one.
Right.
But blood pressure, systolic blood pressure, still remained elevated. Yeah.
Is there, I mean, what's the mechanism behind that physiologically?
Well, sympathetic drive, but then probably other, because cortisol was up as well, which is an indicator of sleep, but they were probably hormonal, because they weren't sleeping well during that time, they weren't eating well. It's such a, we know now that inflammatory or markers are elevated, you know, hormones are elevated, certain inflammatory proteins are increased by just sitting,
yes.
believe it or not, and that's why we get the problems that we do. So it's a multifaceted problem. It's not just one thing. What we would like to say, and this is why we can't dictate what treatment, is seek help.
Yep.
Talk to your doctor. If you do, and the message is, if you do go through grief, go and see your doctor. If you don't have a doctor, maybe it's time that you did go and find a general practitioner. They're your first line of call. I'm not saying go to the hospital. I'm not saying come to us. This is not. It's general practitioner, because just the interaction of talking to someone, but also the measurements, they will be able to do something. And if you've had high blood pressure and didn't know about it, you will soon know about it. So that's the motto, because I've developed an e-learning module for professionals and for our students. And I'd love, and I'm trying to get funding, if we I could develop one for patients.
Yep.
Because many a time people say, I've been given this monitor to take my blood pressure. I've been shown once, but I don't know why. And I tell them about my 85-year-old mum, because we all know about it. They sit down. They don't want to sit down for too long, because you're supposed to sit down for 5 minutes. She takes her blood pressure and it's like probably about 160 on 95 or 100. And she gets alerted. And then, even though I have trained her, I said, wait 5 minutes. And then it goes right down to 130 on 70.
Yeah.
And she says to me, exactly, because she's not a scientist, she has no medical background, how can it change so much? And I said, that's the alerting response. And what I would love to do is do the same for people. Mm. Just like we have all the other apps, there are apps out there, you know, from iHealth, but they focus more on why we should measure blood pressure rather than why we're measuring it. And I'd love to do the same, so that people realize that taking your blood pressure doesn't mean you're ill.
Yeah.
It just means we've shown, not me personally, but people in this field, that people who monitor their health, we know that hormones do fluctuate. And in fact, treatment for obesity and diabetes are impacted by our hormonal. Because we're shifting our diurnal pattern, you know, we're all working late, we're eating later, and we're not resting, that shifts our whole rhythm. And you can see it. This is where my interest comes. In blood pressure measurement, shift workers have their diurnal shifted completely. Yep. So their decrease in blood pressure that happens with sleep will happen during the day. But certainly the first point of contact with people should be their general practitioner, and not just ignore it and say, oh, it's just emotional. You know, I get over this, because you have triggers with the events, as we all know, you know, the birthday, the anniversary or something. Mm. The first 6 months are really critical. And that's why seeing your general practitioner, they may give you something to assist you sleeping. They may, if you've got high blood pressure, they will start to investigate it. If they pick up an arrhythmia, which may happen, but if you're not eating well, they may give you some suggestions. So they're the specialists. We really don't appreciate our general practitioners as much, but they are the specialists. We rely on them, and this is what we're saying. The whole point of this article is to hopefully alert people that it's happening, not to recommend any treatment, not to advertise ambulatory blood pressure, although I am, because it is a powerful tool, but is to seek assistance, because we all need it, even the best of us.
Terrific. That sounds like a great place to stop. Thank you for your time.